didn't mean to make it seem like you weren't truthful when you told me, when you promised you would come back. Well, when you've lived long enough, it's hard to trust things, especially humans, especially ones with no fear. They see, they tend, I mean, to die early. When you're fearless, fearless things tend to die early. I mean, no offense. It's just a small observation of mine throughout the millennia. Word of advice, do not be fearless when there are things to fear. So, remind me again. Why are you here? I told you to leave the last time, and because you're brave and fearless, you decide to come back. Or is it blatant stupidity? I pick. You choose. Something's wrong. Isn't it? I can see it. You might try to hide it with your useless human tactics, but my nose and my eyes don't lie. What happened? Better yet, if you don't feel like talking about it, we don't have to. We don't have to. So you, my little sunflower girl, are going to get yourself hurt. Sunflower. Maybe that isn't the right term. Lily. Is that good? They say lilies are only good for two things. They show purity and the darkest depths of desire. Womanly desire. That'd be good. My lily, if you decide not to tell me, I can always drag it out of you in other ways. You already know I can. It's a constant burning ache. Not being able to use my powers on you. Out of respect, only. But if I have to, I will. So, fuss up. Penny for your thoughts. I'll lend you my ear. Closer. Okay. Go ahead. Yes. I see. The village people are going to realize sooner or later that their little prized possession is sneaking out tonight to a place she shouldn't be, talking to dangerous people. Or should I say, devilous entities? Now, my lily, you drew everything you had aside and came to me in your time of peril. I lend you my ear, and you say you're not good. I understand. I could show you something. Can I? When life becomes hard, and it does, some of us, it becomes endless.